Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. With the WNYC studios still closed, we here at newsounds.org are keeping the Soundcheck podcast series going by doing remote live interviews and performances and going back through our archives for some memorable performances from years gone by. This is one of the latter. With eternal love, stars above.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Canadian band Metric has won numerous Juno Awards. That's Canada's version of the Grammys. They've had a bunch of hooky singles like this one called The Shade. And perhaps most impressively, they've opened for the Rolling Stones at the Stones' request. Their music has often had a big electronic sound, but the band actually began in the 90s as a duo. The singer Emily Haynes and the guitarist Jimmy Shaw. And to this day, the two of them do occasional acoustic sets. This is one of those occasions. Their new album, their latest record, is called Pagans in Vegas. This song is on it, just not in this form. It's called Lie, Lie, Lie. Here's Metric live and unplugged on Soundcheck.
If it happened, it was meant to be. Offer me a free lobotomy. Got to be sedated to be seen on the cover of your magazine. Hey, 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 hey. If it happened, it was meant to be. Got me a lobotomy for free. Now I'm so sedated and serene on the cover of your magazine. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, and I suppose I brought it all upon myself, starting with the questions no one wants to ask themselves. Naked in the movie, make me the director's pet. Everybody told me, take whatever you can get. Everybody told me, take whatever you can get. Your freedom of speech, rage against the dying of the light. Why you never say what you mean? Rage against the dying of the light. Baby, you'll be safe with me. Rage against the dying of the light. Holding up a tattered dream. Rage against the dying. Rage against the dying of the light. Oh, and I suppose I brought it all upon myself, knowing all the questions no one wants to ask themselves. Naked in the movie maker, the director's pet. Your mother and your father want to see you on the TV set. Everybody told her, take whatever you can get. Lie, 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 lie. la la la.
The song is Lie, Lie, Lie. It's the lead-off track on the latest album by the band Metric. The album's called Pagans in Vegas, and you heard Emily Haynes and Jimmy Shaw performing here in the Soundcheck studio. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Really happy to be here.
So this kind of is like going back to the early days of the band, before you were Metric, right?
Yeah, we started out writing songs together in the mid-90s, moved to New York on a Greyhound bus in 97. Something like that.
That sounds like something out of a song.
It is. I know. It's true. And it's funny. It's like one of the romantic things about being broke is then you get to do all these great, cool things. Being like, you know, flying first class from Toronto and Air Canada is not the same, you know, as rolling in.
It certainly ain't a lyric.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Yes.
So, yeah, it's been amazing. We've kept at it through many incarnations and, you know, living all over and still alive.
The first batch of songs would have been written just like this, but the band has become, you know, the sounds are bigger, there's more keyboards, there's electronics, there's technology and stuff. Has that changed the way you guys write?
Well, actually, the way we write has been the same from the beginning in a lot of ways. It's actually usually starts out with big arrangements from Jimmy and songwriting from me that's more on raw instruments. So from the beginning, you know, now it's great. We have our own studio that Jimmy's built over this all these many years. But in the beginning, it was kind of whatever we had, you know, you would always be making sonic kind of landscapes. And the way that I would write is much more stripped down on piano or guitar, more like this.
Right.
So the collaboration is always kind of come that way, but then it's been amazing to always, you know, bring these electronic songs back down to kind of another version that really I don't think would exist if it weren't for the bigger arrangements. It's a very strange path, but it's kind of like we got to do the full production in order to find these other sort of essential versions.
That's so instead of taking a small idea and kind of painting it writ large up on a canvas, it's actually the reverse.
It is
process.
The reverse.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
This really came out of working with this producer in 2008 when we made Fantasies, who he felt it was really important to be able to do this, to be able to take any song, no matter how big and grand in its production vision, and be able to put it through what he would call the campfire test.
And who was this?
His name was Gavin Brown.
Okay.
And be able to just kind of sit anywhere with one instrument and be able to play the song. And if it's going to translate, then you got a really good song. The rest of the stuff is just embellishment, really.
Mm-hmm. Although, you know, as a fan of embellishment.
Sure, you know, and there's a lot of stuff in rock and roll that, you know, wouldn't necessarily work, you know.
Right.
I'm not sure how many Chemical Brothers records I want to sit down and listen to on acoustic guitar, but
right.
You know, it felt like for us there was something in that time that really resonated with being able to do that.
Yeah. Are you guys by any chance fans of some of Brian Eno's early song records?
Yeah, I mean, he's I think an influence that most bands who work in our genre will cite.
Yeah.
Not to the point of like MGMT or writing a song dedicated
yes,
to the
right,
guy, but
right.
Yeah.
But you know, the funny thing is, you know, it's all about the texture
mm-hmm.
and what he, you know,
mm-hmm.
his instrument was the studio, and when you sit down with a guitar and try and figure out the chords, like really, it's C, F, and G.
Yeah.
How did he do that?
Well, that's
yeah.
that. I mean, I love that feeling so much. I've had that too. I know exactly what you mean. Where you're, that's almost the most impressive thing is when you're like that. Somehow the composition yep. has been taken outside of all kind of roots and foundations that you would recognize, and then you strip it away and it's
sure.
exactly that. It's like it's 1/4/5.
And the same with the lyrics, you know.
Yeah.
You sit down and read New Order lyrics on paper and you're kind of like, wow, are you serious?
Yeah. Even Neil Young.
Like, yeah, for sure Neil Young. But then sort of in context, everything makes a whole lot more sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now there's something, it struck me with The Shade, the song we heard a little bit of coming in. It struck me that if you just didn't know the music and just saw that set of lyrics on a page, you might think, wow, what a kind of like a heartfelt ballad this is. And then the song is like this irresistible kind of driving force.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that kind of tension built into the song.
For sure.
Between the content of the lyrics and the way the song sounds.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think that's the tension of positivity on my part of trying to see if I can carry a song that is so open-hearted and full of, you know, that feeling of just, you know, not not being afraid to open your heart to wanting your life, to want experience, you know, and to not back away into, like, you know, a hipster corner
right.
and lean against the wall, which is very tempting.
With eternal love, stars above, all there is and ever was, I want it all, I want it all, I want it all, I want it all. A blade of grass, a grain of sand, the moonlit sea, I'll hold your hand. I want it all, I want it all, I want it all, I want it all.
The embers of a fire. It's funny, I mean, maybe for other artists there wouldn't be tension there, but you're 100% right that it's there. I'm glad you picked up on it.
Well, and it seems like it's not just that song. You know, there's guilt is the governess, that line. You know, there are always these obstacles that your characters in the songs have to kind of butt up against and
yeah,
overcome.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So Pagans in Vegas, you guys announced the record early in 2015, released it in the fall, and somewhere along the way, I thought I recalled some hint that there were even more songs.
There were. I mean, we basically went into the recording of Pagans with about two albums worth of material. And so we finished one of these records. We accepted a tour for last summer, and that kind of put us on this schedule that made it really tight to try and finish the second one. So we recorded it mostly on the road, and we didn't really get a chance to listen to a lot of it until the end of last year. And we sat down in the studio in December and thought, I wonder if we have a finished record here. And I think the answer was no. Mm-hmm. I think the answer was more that we heard that the skeleton of it actually had a lot more possibility and a lot more, it was going to ask a lot more from us than we thought.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no rush. We run our own show, so.
Good thing, because your schedule as it looks now...
relatively busy.
Yes, yeah. The band is Metric, and both Jimmy Shaw and Emily Haynes from Metric are playing for us here today. Now, Jimmy, you mentioned Cascades, which is another kind of big sound on the record, but that's what the two of you are going to do next, right?
Yeah, let's try it.
All right, here's Metric live on Soundcheck.
Going strong with whatever it is, yeah, that's compelling you on, yeah, don't be afraid. When I'm gone, keep whatever it is, yeah, that's compelling you on, yeah. Cascading waves of emotion, cascading over us still. Just keep going strong with whatever it is, yeah, that's compelling you on, yeah, don't be afraid. When I'm gone, keep whatever it is, yeah, that's compelling you on, yeah. Cascading waves of emotion, cascading over us still. Unspoken, the way we
From the band Metric, that is Emily Haynes and Jimmy Shaw. I don't know how else to describe that version of Cascades other than a cover. It's like, it's right? like Metric covering Metric. I mean, it's like
we actually talked about doing that for years, and the idea that, you know, when a band records a song, it's like it's only there's a million possible versions.
Yeah.
You know, and the idea that we could constantly remix ourselves. Is very enticing to us, you know, that we're not locked into one thing ever.
Right. But the thing with that is, it wasn't like, let's just strip this song down to its essentials. It's something essentially
it changes,
different.
Yeah, for sure.
That sounded almost like a Johnny Cash song.
Yeah, it evokes a very, like, a natural landscape for me, which is odd considering it's by far the most synthed out
yep.
production on the record, right? It's
yep.
like robots.
First started doing Gold Guns Girls acoustic too. It was
yeah.
kind of the first time I felt like, oh wow, it's like the actual, you know, scientific elements of the lyrics have changed, even though the lyrics are exactly the same.
Like, takes so on that's interesting. So sometimes you're surprised by what happens.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Totally.
Cool.
If we weren't, I think we would have given up.
Yeah.
You know.
Are you guys still based in Canada?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know you spent some time here in New York.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we kind of are all a bit nomadic, but our company is based in Montreal. We keep one foot in New York. We've got
it's
our
more
studio
like Air
in
Canada,
Toronto.
You yeah. know what I mean? It's more like Air Canada.
Yeah.
And Jules is in Oakland and Joshie's here in New York.
So where do people hear Metric in Canada? Because, you know, here in the States, this is not what I'm hearing on FM radio.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we have sort of achieved a very strange level of recognition through Canadian radio. You know, it's when Emily and I met, I remember, I think it was probably the first or second time we ever hung out. We were sitting at a bar in Toronto eating some food, and we both kind of had this concept, and we talked about the idea that there's room for something to be right in the middle of the mainstream that has nothing to do with the mainstream, that is an alternative within the genre alternative, you know?
Which, of course, in those days was the mainstream.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And I think it's really what we set out to accomplish. And in a lot of ways, in Canada, we did. You know,
I also feel like in the U.S., our radio, I mean, it's completely locked up. So the fact
yeah.
that we've managed to have the success we have at radio
absolutely.
Is, in like commercial radio, it's surprising and quite amazing
yeah.
That there are still people who are kind of willing to allow the slightest light to shine through when there's really nothing to gain from them playing us, right? Like everyone else is affiliated and backed, and there are all sorts of political motivations mm-hmm. to push something. And for us, it's really, I think, our good fortune of having, you know, radio programmers just say, like, damn it, I like that song. I like those kids. I'm gonna get the song on the radio. And we actually, you know, particularly on Fantasies, with Help I'm Alive and Gold Guns and with Youth Without Youth on mm-hmm. Synthetica, we really saw some serious airplay. But I think it's even more locked down every minute.
Yeah.
So who knows what it'll be like for our next record.
Emily, are you still working with Broken Social Scene?
Yeah, it's sort of more like, am I still having dinner with Broken Social Scene? It's sort of like an amazing group of friends who, you know, we figured if we're going to get together and have a beer, we might as well get together and play music and have a beer. Those guys are on their whole own trajectory,
yeah.
Which at the moment, I think they're always in a state of disrepair and reconstruction. It's called Broken Social Scene.
For a reason.
So, but yeah.
yeah.
And I mean,
it's never clear to me whether that band is still active.
It's not clear to anyone. No,
okay.
It's fine.
Right.
But
it
is amazing that, you know, I mean, Metric started before Broken came together and all these other artists that are affiliated with Broken. But we all still kind of, I think, hope that there'll be another moment for that. It was such mm-hmm. a beautiful,
yeah.
genuine connection we all had. So, but we are all, you know, socially see each other all the time.
Okay.
It's like the Harlem Globetrotters of Canadian rock.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, it's interesting to hear you talk about, you know, sort of the politics behind what gets played on the radio and stuff. Here in the States, as I'm sure you know from your time here, There's a lot of talk about, you know, how do we get music to kids in public schools? And Emily, you were associated for a time, maybe still are, with an organization that works on that.
Yeah,
right?
You mean music programs?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. I mean, there's Keras and Music Counts, which are both very important nonprofit organizations that a lot of musicians work with, you know, donating time, money, to make sure that there are instruments in schools for kids, because
right.
it's not about grooming rock stars. It's about developmentally, it's amazing what learning music will do for all aspects of your development as a kid. In Canada, we have absolutely wonderful programs in the arts for kids. And I think now that we have a Trudeau at the helm, mm-hmm. I think it's only going to get better in terms of, you know, maintaining that progressive identity that is Canada.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that I find myself sort of passionate about outside of the work that I'm doing is being involved in that. There's a great program, Rock Camp for Girls, up in Peterborough in Canada.
In New York.
Yeah, just trying to do that stuff with kids as much as possible. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, here at New York Public Radio, our classical station, WQXR, did an instrument drive that got like, I think the goal was 1,000 instruments, and we got over 3,000.
Amazing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And like one of them was a violin from a 91-year-old Holocaust survivor.
Wow.
Which ended up in the hands of a girl from Harlem, and now the Tribeca Film Festival has a documentary feature, a documentary short.
I love
about
that. Follow
this,
the story of the
yeah.
violin.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, it's
like,
it's almost heartbreaking, you know, but you're right. Yeah, it is ultimately a really wonderful story.
Yeah.
So that sort of thing is really important.
It is for sure.
Metric is here, though, with just one instrument, the guitar. Well, of course, the two voices. This next song is not from the new record. This is from Synthetica, right?
Correct, mm-hmm. yeah.
All right. Let's hear a stripped-down, unplugged version of Breathing Underwater. Here's Emily Haynes and Jimmy Shaw from Metric.
Water, out of place all the time, in a world that wasn't mine to take. I'll wait. Is this my life? Water, is this my life? Oh, am I breathing underwater? Oh, 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 I'm the blade, you're the knife, I'm the weight, you're the kite. They were right when they said we should never meet our heroes when they bowed at their feet. In the end, it wasn't me. Is this my life? Oh, am I breathing underwater? Is this my life? Oh, am I breathing underwater? Days We beat a path through the mirrored maze. I can see the end, oh, but it hasn't happened yet. I can see the end, oh, but it hasn't happened yet. Is this my life? Underwater, am I breathing? Underwater, am I breathing? Underwater.
Once again, from the band Metric, that's Emily Haynes and Jimmy Shaw, live and unplugged here in the Soundcheck studio with a song called Breathing Underwater, originally from the 2012 record Synthetica. Their latest record is called Pagans in Vegas.
Do you guys ever do you stop in the middle of a big electronic set and just break out the
acoustic
guitar?
You have to come to the show
guitar
and check it out. We give you everything at a Metric concert.
Well, it's been great having the two of you here with us today.
Thank you so much.
It's
really fun.
This is Soundcheck.
Back and forth between the desert and the sea. Who I was and I will always be. Oh, yeah.
You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.